Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Rise and time, Destination Debbie fam. You know it is the Dynasty Trade Show. Hopefully give you some ideas of some trades that you can be making in your Dynasty Leagues. Every single trade that we'll see here featured on the show today is brought to you by the Destination Debbie patrons. So if you want your show trades featured on the show, your trade advice, people to tell you your trade was shitty or it was great, patreon.com/allgas, the best damn Debbie Dynasty community in fantasy football and growing every single day. So thank you out there for being a part of the All Gas Army, the squad, the movement. And please, if you can, like, subscribe to the channel, all that other good stuff. But this show is now sponsored and powered by Sleeper Wire, our good partners who helped bring us the rookie report last year. They are going to be sponsoring the Dynasty Trade Show for the foreseeable future. So make sure you check out all the great content over there on Sleeper Wire. They're putting out shorts, podcasts, written articles, all kinds of great stuff. But we've got a ton to dive into today to get you started this Saturday. A lot of trades. We're seeing players like Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Justin Jefferson is traded every week. Lamar Jackson. I mean, just tons of players being moved around. And we're going to start with a deal that I did in one of our patron leagues this past week. So let's get it cracking. In this deal, I traded Kyler Murray, Devontae Smith, Boston Scott, and a 2022 third-round pick for Lamar Jackson, Rashad Bateman, DJ Chark, and Damian Harris. This is a start to tight end super flex league, you know, PPR, bonuses, all that other good stuff. Best player in this deal, in my opinion, is Kyler Murray. I always start with who acquired the best player. I believe the best player is Kyler Murray. But I think we're kind of like, I don't understand the Lamar Jackson disrespect. I mean, a year ago, he was the consensus quarterback two in Superflex with no kind of pass-catching core, right? I mean, they were throwing to Dez Bryant, Willie Snead. They upgrade that through the NFL draft with the best receiver that Lamar Jackson has ever played with, and that is not hyperbole. Rashad Bateman is better than anything that he had at Louisville and anything he's had so far up to this point in his career in the NFL. And I do believe that while maybe not an ideal landing spot on paper, I think he's going to assert himself as the predominant alpha wide receiver in that offense relatively soon. And I think that's going to be very good for Lamar Jackson and Rashad Bateman. DJ Chark, I'm still like, I don't know. I don't really believe in Urban Meyer, the Tim Tebow, sad about Kadarius Toney, James Robinson, Travis Etienne thing. I just think it's going to be an absolute clusterfuck in Jacksonville, and that's unfortunate. Hopefully I'm wrong. DJ Chark is talented. I'm just not as high on him as others, but you know, you can't argue the depth and the value at that pick, that receiver position. Damian Harris, quintessential New England Patriots back, nothing special, does his job, should be the primary ball carrier in New England here this season. My running back depth was absolute garbage after Derrick Henry and Cam Akers, so I needed some depth there. Pretty solid at quarterback. You know, I add Lamar Jackson to Trey Lance, Mac Jones, Taysom Hill, and Jimmy Garoppolo. I hated seeing Devontae Smith leave my team because I do believe he's in line for a minimum of 100 targets this season, and I think he's going to be an absolute stud in the NFL. But I like this side of the deal for me. I like getting Jackson, you know, Jackson Murray close to each other in value. Rashad Bateman and Devontae Smith. I'd probably take Devontae Smith over Rashad Bateman in a vacuum. But then Damian Harris over Boston Scott and DJ Chark over the 2022 third. Doesn't matter if it's one quarterback, two quarterback. I like my side of the deal, but the team that got Kyler Murray and Devontae Smith, I know he's pretty damn happy to get those two players on his dynasty roster. Now, let's take a look at another deal that I just think was just terrible. The team that traded, there was a trade. Lamar Jackson was acquired for Spencer Rattler and Carson Wentz. And I love Spencer Rattler. Right now, I go back and forth between Rattler, Slovis, Howe, Rattler, Howe, Slovis, Slovis, Rattler, Howe for quarterback one in the 2022 class. But that's still projecting, right? We know what Lamar Jackson is today. Lamar Jackson today is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, one of the best fantasy assets. You're getting a quarterback plus a high-end running back in Lamar Jackson. So on this side of the deal, even though I love the talent of what Spencer Rattler could become in the future, I want Lamar Jackson, and I'm smashing the Lamar Jackson side of this trade. Carson Wentz, maybe he resurrects his career in Indianapolis. I don't think he's dead. I don't think he's toast. But if you're asking me what side of the deal that I prefer, it's Lamar Jackson over Spencer Rattler and Carson Wentz. And I think that's a smash spot to get Lamar Jackson. So if I can trade the potential of a college player and Carson Wentz, who knows what Indianapolis is going to do with him long term, give me Lamar Jackson easy on this trade. Now, right here, we've got an interesting one. So we've got two deals, and I kind of love these kind of get a player, acquire a player, and use that player's trade bait in another deal. So initially, the trade was sending away the 101 in 2021, and this is super flex, so you're going to assume that is Trevor Lawrence, the 202 in 2021. And then a 2022 second round pick and a 2023 third round pick in exchange for the 106, right? Kind of, you know, I put a video out, trade the 101 in rookie draft. So he goes back from 101 to 106. He picks up a 2023 first round pick, a 2023 second round pick, Keenan Allen, and Sam Darnold. So Trevor Lawrence, 202, Rashad Bateman, Rondell Moore, Trey Sermon, Elijah Moore, you know, and then a 2022 second and a 2023 third that we're not even concerned about right now. So Trevor Lawrence and Rashad Bateman for 106, a 2023 first, a 2023 second, Keenan Allen and Sam Darnold. I mean, and with that 106 pick, I believe it looks like, because I see Ja'Marr Chase and Trey Lance and Najee Harris on his team roster, I'm going to assume that he picked up either a Trey Lance, a Ja'Marr Chase. I don't know. But what I do know is moving back five picks to acquire, you know, Keenan Allen, Sam Darnold, a 2023 first and a 2023 second, I like that side of the deal, and it didn't just stop there. He turned right around, and he used the Jerry Jeudy film breakdown over here on the station and flipped Sam Darnold for Jerry Jeudy straight up. Brilliant roster movement manipulation. Just masterful job of trading, acquiring picks, acquiring value, and then shipping those picks and value off in return for players who are going to help you win right now. So his starting roster is Jalen Hurts, Antonio Gibson, Najee Harris, Keenan Allen, Terry McLaurin, CeeDee Lamb, TJ Hockenson, T. Higgins, Jerry Jeudy, Ja'Marr Chase, and Trey Lance. Good luck to the rest of your league, because this is absolute filth. And then we're not even going to talk about the additional 2023 first-round pick that you picked up, as well as the additional 2023 second-round pick. screenshot this because this is textbook of playing chess and not checkers. This dude is playing chess. And he did say because of that Jerry Jeudy film breakdown, he went out and sent that offer and acquired Jeudy for Sam Darnold. I love it. Jerry Jeudy, for me, he's going to be, he's the second coming of Stephon Diggs. He's an absolute monster. And as soon as Denver upgrades the quarterback position, it is Jerry Jeudy to fucking Jupiter. I mean, not even the moon. He's just blowing past the moon, going to Jupiter, going to Venus, Saturn, Pluto, whatever planet you want to name. That's where Jerry Judy's going. Love this team. Love these series of trades. Great job. Great, great job. All right. We got a big one here. Oh, my gosh. All right. All right. So, in this trade, Justin Jefferson and a 204 in 2021 was shipped off, cast away for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And let's start with the 304 in 2021, the 303 in 2021, the 305 in 2021. So, yuck right there, but gets better. Gets a 2022 first-round pick, a 2023 first-round pick, a 2023 second-rounder, and a 2023 third-rounder. All right. So Justin Jefferson, you know, Elijah Moore, Rondale Moore, Kadarius Toney, Trey Sermon for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, two first round picks in the next two drafts, a second round pick in 2023, a third round pick in 2022, and then some third rounders here in 2021. I mean, it's hard to not like the Clyde side of this. You know, Justin Jefferson is the best player in this deal, so we always start there. But Clyde, I think Clyde is in a smash spot this season. A lot of people are upset and disappointed because Clyde Edwards-Helaire didn't turn into Christian McCaffrey from day one. And I blame you, Ray G, and all the other fantasy analysts out there that were placing these expectations on CEH to be CMC from day one. I did that. I have been on record of saying, oh, he was a lock for 80 receptions at minimum in his rookie season. He's going to smash. And while I think he played a hell of a lot better than people are giving him credit for, we should not have been overhyping him and putting him on that pedestal of the best running back in football or one of the top three best running backs in football as a rookie. That was just bad by me, bad by every other fantasy analyst out there that did that. So I apologize. But with that being said, Clyde is still a top 12 dynasty running back, in my opinion. You get that. Send away Justin Jefferson. You get two first rounders in the next two drafts, a whole bunch of third rounders this year, and then a second and a third in the next couple of drafts. I think that's good return for Justin Jefferson. You're still young. You still got youth. And then you acquire a shit ton of picks. And all those picks, once you put names to them, you know, if one of those thirds turns out to be Dwayne Eskridge because he slips, if one of them turns out to be Kellen Mond, you know, you've got some players that can accrue some value over time. I think I like the Clyde side. I think I like the Clyde side of this deal, but this is one of those things where I think both sides got what they wanted. But yeah, I'll take the Clyde Edwards-Helaire and the litany of picks that he received. Good job. Good trade, man. Squad members doing some good stuff. All right, simple move, simple, subtle. Everything doesn't have to be big. You know, in order to position your team, everything doesn't have to be a blockbuster deal. Little small shit like this. Adam Thielen for a 2022 second. Love it. Adam Thielen was a top 10 receiver last year, and he's one of those players, I think his game is going to age very well with time, you know? Yes, Justin Jefferson is the alpha there, but Adam Thielen's pretty goddamn good, man.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And he's a good wide receiver. Yes, he's aging. He's reaching that point where, you know, I don't know how much more he can do, how much better he can get, but he's still a very consistent and reliable pass-catching weapon. You're not drafting Adam Thielen. You're not trading for Adam Thielen to be your wide receiver one or probably even wide receiver two. So to get a player that's, you know, penciling 1,000 yards, multiple touchdowns in the season, and is going to get the targets for a 2022 second rounder, and I'm telling y'all right now, class is better than we thought, but it's still, right now, it's still very murky. And second-round picks can be acquired all throughout the season. So I think this was a nice little savvy deal right here. I like the Adam Thielen side of this. Good.
Credit Karma has always been there to help you make better financial decisions. And now they want to help you even more. With a Credit Karma Money Spend account, you can be rewarded for good money habits. Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win cash reimbursements for making purchases. Just pay with your debit card, and if you win, you'll be notified on the spot and your Instant Karma cash will be added back to your spend account. Open your FDIC-insured spend account for free. There's no minimum balance requirements, no overdraft fees, and free withdrawals from a network of over 50,000 ATMs. And when you make a purchase between June 8th and June 30th, you'll automatically be entered to win $1 million. Right now, visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Go to creditkarma.com/winmoney to sign up for free and start winning. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank Incorporated. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
Good trade. Good trade. All right. Zeke Elliott, Derrick Henry, Dak Prescott, and Tony Pollard. So the entire Cowboys backfield plus Derrick Henry was acquired for Carson Wentz, Dalvin Cook, Corey Davis, and the 104. Yeah, pretty damn simple in my opinion. If it's super flex and that 104, let's just say Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Trey Lance is off the board at 104, say Najee Harris or Jamar Chase. So Jamar Chase, Dalvin Cook, Wentz, Davis, Najee Harris, Cook, Wentz, Corey Davis, or Dak, Tony Pollard, Derrick Henry, Zeke Elliott. This is a smash Dak, Zeke, Henry, Pollard. In my opinion, this shouldn't even be debatable. I mean, I want my dynasty quarterback too, a top six dynasty running back. I mean, I know a lot of people are pushing Zeke down. I think that's bad. I don't think that's a good idea. Zeke is still a monster. And with Dak Prescott, he's incredible. Derrick Henry, incredible. Tony Pollard deserves more touches. He's probably going to get more touches. Yes, Cook is a beast. Corey Davis, we'll see how he does in New York with the rookie quarterback, Wentz. We just talked about him a couple of picks ago. Give me Dak, Zeke, Henry, Pollard. I don't care if it's super flex. If it's one quarterback, God, even more so Zeke Elliott and Derrick Henry. If it's super flex, I still want Dak Prescott, Derrick Henry, Zeke Elliott, and Tony Pollard. At L, patreon.com/allgas to avoid mistakes like this in the future because you need the help, brother. All right, here we go. We got DJ Moore in a 2023 first-round pick being acquired for Odell Beckham Jr., Juju Smith-Schuster, and a 2023 second-rounder. Yeah, DJ Moore, 2023 first-round pick. Smash side of that deal. OBJ, love you, love the talent. Juju, love you, love the talent. I'm a USC homer. Even though I got this Texas jersey in the back, I just love Ricky Williams, man. Just one of the best running backs. He really just made me fall in love with the running back position, you know, during his time at college. Love Ricky, but USC Trojans fan through and through, getting a custom Reggie Bush painting done as we speak. But yeah, give me DJ Moore. I think he's the best player in this deal. So DJ Moore cancels out Juju in the 2023 second, you know? So now it's OBJ versus the 2023 first round pick. And I want the pick, you know? I don't think this is a horrible deal. The OBJ should come back and be solid in Cleveland. I don't know if we ever get prime New York Giants Odell Beckham Jr. And I don't know if we ever get Antonio Brown version of Juju Smith-Schuster, but they're both still very capable wide receivers, WR2s. They can give you WR1 weeks. But I want DJ Moore in the first. DJ Moore in the first for me. That's where I land on this deal. All right. Saquon Barkley. Woo! All right. So, Josh sent away Jalen Hurts, the 105 and the 106 in 2021. So Hurts, and then we'll get into what the picks could be. He received Saquon Barkley, the 102 in the 202. All right, so let's go through this. Single quarterback, one QB. Najee's coming off the board 101 and probably Chase 102 or Travis Etienne. So you got Saquon Barkley, Ja'Marr Chase, Travis Etienne, and then the 202 in single quarterback leagues. I probably can look at our ADP. I'm just going to assume that, you know, Michael Carter range, maybe Rondell Moore, not quite sure. For Jalen Hurts, 105 and 106, and in single quarterback leagues, running backs are gone. You know, Ja'Marr Chase is gone by 105, so you're looking at maybe a Devonta Smith, Kyle Pitts at 105, 106. And if it's super flex, 102 is Justin Fields, Trey Lance. So if it's super flex, you get Barkley, Trey Lance, Barkley, Justin Fields, and Rashad Bateman for Jalen Hurts, Kyle Pitts, Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, there are a lot of ways to look at this deal, but for me, the best player acquired, super flex or one quarterback, is Saquon Barkley. And then the second best player acquired, super flex or one QB, is the 102. You know, I love Jalen Hurts, but if that 102 is Justin Fields and we're saying Justin Fields or Jalen Hurts, who would you rather have at quarterback? I think we all would say probably Justin Fields. If we said Trey Lance or Jalen Hurts, I think given the draft capital and the investment, we'd say Trey Lance. You know, Ja'Marr Chase and Jalen Hurts, I think we're going to say Ja'Marr Chase. So the two best players acquired were Saquon Barkley and the 102. I love this side. I mean, if you can get Saquon, the 102 and the 202, I mean, that easily could be Barkley, Fields, Bateman for Jalen Hurts, Ja'Marr Chase, Kyle Pitts. I like the Saquon Barkley side. I don't hate it for the Hurts side, but if Hurts does not perform well, he's done, so that's a burnt pick. And then you got two skill position players where you could have had, you know, Fields or Lance. Give me Saquon 102 and 202 in this deal. Super flex, single quarterback. Damn good trade. Great job of sending those offers out and pivoting. You know, I talk about trading back from the 101. If you could trade up to the 102 plus get Saquon Barkley for the 105 and 106, I mean, golly, what a... I really don't know what the, if I was the Hurts manager, there's no way I would have given him 102. Like, that just wouldn't have happened. Like, we that wouldn't have went 202, sure, but you weren't getting 102 off of me in this deal. So good job by the Saquon owner. I mean, that's hella value that you picked up right there. I would not have sent you that 102, but we ain't in the league together, man. So that's a hell of a deal for you. Good trade. Give me Saquon 102 and 202 over Jalen Hurts 105 and 106. T. Higgins, another player that I just talked about, film session that dropped on Friday morning or Thursday. I think it was Friday. Shit, I don't know. But Jay Moss is back again. Back again with another savvy deal. This dude, that's why you join, man. This dude is picking up on what I'm laying down. So he got Tony Pollard, Irv Smith, and T. Higgins for Paris Campbell, the 302 and the 109. 109 and Superflex, potential to get Zach Wilson, potential to get Devontae Smith, potential to get a Javonte Williams, single quarterback league. I mean, we're seeing Trey Sermon, Michael Carter go around that range. T. Higgins is the best player in this deal, so I always lean to that side first. T. Higgins, second best player in this deal. Super flex league, maybe it's the 109, I'd say that. And then it goes to Tony Pollard, Irv Smith, the third best and fourth best players acquired in this deal. I know there are a lot of Paris Campbell's truthers out there. I'm not buying it. Michael Pittman, T.Y. Hilton is back. Zach Pascal seems to be the more trusted slot receiver. They put a second-round tender on him. Then you still got Jonathan Taylor and Nyheim Hines out of the backfield. So if you're telling me in a vacuum, do you want Paris Campbell or Tony Pollard, give me Tony Pollard. Paris Campbell or Irv Smith, give me Irv Smith. This is a good deal for Jay Moss. Once again, Tony Pollard, Irv Smith Jr., and T. Higgins for Paris Campbell, the 302 in 2021 and the 109 in 2021. Good deal. The only thing that could make this, and we're just, you know, this is just projecting and just throwing it out there, is if 109 was Devonta Smith, you know, if he somehow fell or if that's Kyle Pitts, I think we've got more of an argument, but T. Higgins, Irv Smith, and Tony Pollard is the best side of this trade. Love it, love it, love it. All right, last one we are going to talk about. The starting running back for the Detroit Lions, Jamal Williams, was acquired. Jamal Williams, the 1A back in Detroit, and his backup, DeAndre Swift, were acquired alongside Cortland Sutton and A.J. Brown for Tariq Cohen, Justin Jefferson, Zach Wilson, Trey Sermon, a 2023 third, and a 2022 second. Best player in this deal was A.J. Brown. Second best player acquired in this deal is Justin Jefferson. Third best, DeAndre Swift. And then I'd say Cortland Sutton, fourth best player. So the team that acquired A.J. Brown, DeAndre Swift, and Cortland Sutton has three of the top five players acquired in this deal. Jefferson is a stud. Zach Wilson, high draft capital, number two overall pick. You know, I think he's going to be all right. Trey Sermon, I said on the Breakout Finder show, one of my hot takes is Elijah Mitchell outscores Trey Sermon this year. We'll see how that plays out. You know, Trey Sermon is probably going to get a shot to be the guy, but all reports out of early practices are Elijah Mitchell looks good. Don't care about the 2023 third. Don't care about the 2022 second. And don't care about Tariq Cohen. So Cohen, Jamal Williams are a wash for me. I'd probably prefer Jamal Williams over Tariq Cohen if we're asking straight up. And straight up, I want A.J. Brown over Justin Jefferson. So I think this was an absolute home run deal to acquire A.J. Brown, a top three dynasty wide receiver. DeAndre Swift, at worst, a top 12 dynasty running back. Cortland Sutton, still a very talented wide receiver, even though I think Jerry Jeudy is the best wide receiver in Denver. Cortland Sutton coming off of that, you know, knee. I think it was ACL and another CL tear. This is a home run. This is how you pull off big trades with a bunch of noise. Throw in a couple of picks, throw in a couple of rookies, and then you send one legit asset in that package, and then you acquire just great value. I mean, not even value. You're acquiring, like, cornerstone prime time players in DeAndre Swift, A.J. Brown, and Cortland Sutton at relatively young ages. I mean, A.J. Brown and DeAndre Swift are extremely young. Cortland Sutton is older, but not an old player. He hasn't even reached his peak yet. And then you get the 1A in Detroit, as Anthony Lynn has so eloquently told us in the media. So this is, to me, this is easy. A.J. Brown, DeAndre Swift, Cortland Sutton. Great, great, great trade to acquire those players. All right, that's it. That is it. That wraps up this Saturday's Dynasty Trade Show. Saturday Dynasty Trades with Sleeper Wire with your boy Ray GQ. And thank you to all the Destination Debbie patrons for submitting these trades every single week to offer them up as tribute to be either destroyed or applauded, not only by me, but by all the fine people in the comments. I appreciate the engagement, y'all. I appreciate the support. Thumbs up, liking the content, telling your friends about the content, and subscribing to the channel. We will be back next week with more good stuff. Original content, trade shows, mock drafts, film sessions, Destination Debbie, keeping you locked in, and so excited to partner with Sleeper Wire moving forward. I appreciate y'all. Go to FTN.com, FTN Fantasy. Use the promo code ALLGAS to save you a little something at the checkout. We'll be back. I'm out of this thing. Peace.